WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its Board of Trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
studio today.
Yes, we are.
Oh, for all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to Inner Divinity on WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. We are also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And the show Inner Divinity is really all about really tapping into that essence, that core, that presence that you are. And we try to focus every week on giving you tools and inspiration to live a happier, healthier, and more spiritually connected life. And so we're really grateful that you joined us today. And we just heard Carrie Newcomer, I believe, singing If Not Now. And before that, Michael Jackson with one of my favorite songs ever, Man in the Mirror. Because if you want to make a change, you got to look in the mirror. Because it's always inside that the change has to happen. And so thank you very, very much. We've already gotten a number of donations, and it's really nice to feel loved and supported. And that's how we feel. And we're so grateful just to be doing the show. So Sage and I are going to be talking about something near and dear to both of our hearts today. And that is, how do you love yourself when you don't feel good? How do you remember who you are and have faith and connect with your essence when really all you want to do is kick and scream and cry? And we've had a little practice, wouldn't you say, Sage?
Yeah. I was thinking about that on the way here, just remembering how difficult it is and was to stay in that space during those times that your heart was just, like, open to, like, despair, and you felt like you couldn't even breathe or move forward, and boy, those were my most challenging moments.
So how did you do it? How did you stay?
I didn't do it for a long time. So, you know, it's fairly new to me. I didn't. I really, that was my struggle of learning how to detach, because I based so much of my self-worth on everything and everyone else. And I learned the hard way that if I didn't love myself, I was sunk, man. And it's and I can tell you, even still, you know, you get those twinges. And now I have to go to my source, to my creator, to my truth. And it's not easy. Still isn't really that easy.
No, I don't know that it ever gets easy.
I don't think it does. I mean, you just manage it differently, I guess, because I know for me, I'm more connected to my truth, but that humanness that still desires to have that, you know, coming, have that love coming the way that I want it to. So, yes, it's a challenge. It's a daily practice of being able to let go and let God, let go, let Goddess, and trust when those times are tough to be even stronger.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've just had some practice with that.
Yes.
And I'm always really astonished when I recognize that I actually have learned something, that I actually have grown. Because like you, I can remember being in the pits of hell and not knowing the way out.
Right.
And so there's some part of me that when I start feeling like I'm going into the pits of hell gets really scared, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be stuck there forever again. But I'm very happy to say that you don't have to be stuck there in the pits of hell. And what I have really practiced over the last week, I really thought about it a lot while I was doing it, because I wanted to be able to say, okay, this is what you do. This is how you do it.
Okay.
And so I've really thought about it a lot. And Dr. David R. Hawkins, who's one of my favorite teachers, he actually wrote a whole book, and the book is called Healing and Recovery, and he talks about how to do this whenever you're having any sort of physical pain or really any kind of pain, but he mostly is talking about, you know, some real physical stuff or some real terror going on in your life, and he gives a whole protocol for how to deal with this, and I'm not going to really talk about that very much because I have actually devoted a whole show to that before. But what I really do want to talk about is something a lot simpler, which is just, you could just put words around it like being present with yourself in the midst of whatever it is that you're feeling and thinking. And I was telling somebody about this, and they wanted to know, what in the world do you mean by that? What does that even mean? how can you not be present with yourself? Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. It's like, well, it's really easy for me not to be present with myself.
Yeah.
I think being present with yourself takes some awareness and definitely some commitment.
Yeah.
But it's like, what I mean by it is, if we are completely identified with whatever it is we're feeling or thinking, mm-hmm. then all we're doing is feeling those feelings and reacting to them and hating it and wanting out of it and goodness knows what. But if in the midst of crying or screaming or, you know, being so angry that you have start having fantasies of destroying all kinds of things, in the midst of that,
mm-hmm.
if you can take a moment and begin to witness, like from inside your own self, you begin watching the emotion or you begin watching the thought. Instead of being identified with it, you begin to become identified with being present with yourself. You begin to be identified with the witness part of your consciousness, and you just, that's what it means to get present with yourself, is you get present with yourself just by watching what you're feeling or thinking instead of drowning in it.
You know, I'm sitting here having flashbacks from when at the very first of my stepping into truly taking ownership for my life and taking in that space of responsibility and staying in the moment. I recall that what I had to do, first of all, was what I had never done and be in that sorrow or that grief.
Exactly.
Or that pain or loneliness or that feeling like I was empty, which was what I had always filled with everything else out there because I didn't want to feel that.
Right.
So that was like a pivotal change because the moment I wasn't going to go out and drink or drug or hang out all night and fill it with everything else, but I had to sit in it. It was really awful for a little bit, but then it became, I was amazed that I could sit in it.
Yes.
It blew me away. I mean, it blew me away that I could feel that okay with feeling that bad without grabbing something to dull the pain. And that's when I went, you know, and I definitely surrendered into that space of spirit, but I also was very present with that I was feeling this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know how come that works? That works because what that is love. It's acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance
mm-hmm.
is another way to talk about love.
Right.
And so if I am feeling bad, and all I do is hate it and want it to stop and and act out of it, then I'm just going to dig myself deeper in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But if I can get present, and believe me, I've been practicing this lately, so I'm telling you from experience, just if you can just watch, it doesn't make the feelings go away, as Sage just said. Definitely does not make the feelings go away. As a matter of fact, sometimes the feelings even get larger because for the first time, you are accepting mm-hmm. them instead of resisting them or hating them or trying to make them go away. If you can just be present and notice that pain, this works for physical pain as well, but right now I think we're both talking more about emotional
sure.
mm-hmm. stuff and physical, mental stuff. And so if you can just get present and watch yourself feeling whatever you're feeling, you don't try to stop feeling it. You're not dismissing the feeling. You don't try to pretend like you're not feeling it, because that's what I see a lot of people do. And you don't lie to yourself very well. We've all tried it. It doesn't mm-hmm. work.
I'm okay. I'm really okay.
Yeah, BS.
I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Lying to yourself doesn't work, because then you just become a liar mm-hmm. To yourself and other people. So you don't want to try to minimize. You just want to get present with whatever you're feeling. And I will tell you what happens. Sage just gave you a little example of what happened with her. And what she didn't say was how it happens. What happens is that you begin to feel empowered, even in the midst of whatever the pain or the anguish or the sorrow or whatever it is you're going through. You begin to tap into that essence, that presence, that divinity that lives in your heart. Another name for that, of course, is love. And love trumps fear every time, just like light trumps darkness. You cannot bring darkness into the light. You can't do it. All you ever do is bring light into the darkness, and the darkness goes away. The same thing is true with love and fear, because they're pretty synonymous, mm-hmm. actually. And so you bring that love of your own self-acceptance and your own willingness to be present into whatever it is you're feeling by just accepting it and watching it and being present with it. What happens is it doesn't make the feelings go away. I want to be really clear you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it begins opening you up to a larger reality. It begins opening you up to the truth that God is and you are that. It begins opening you up to the truth that wholeness, oneness already exists, and everything else that's blocking you from experience that is just illusion. It begins opening you up to faith even when you don't have any hope. That's what I've really explored, mm-hmm. is that I could feel absolutely hopeless, and if I faced it, I looked at it, I felt it, and I just stayed present with myself with no judgment, no attempt to change it, what happened is I became aware of that larger reality, of that divine presence, and out of that comes complete faith. I don't need hope when I have faith.
Right.
It's like hope is transitory. Faith, you know, in one sense it's a decision, but the truth is you have to remember it. And when you're feeling hopeless, it's sort of hard to remember that anything is good. But if you are willing to get present, it's like just the act of being accepting of where you are and being willing to stay with yourself in it without judgment about it, that taps you back into that faith, and so then you have power again. It's actually a pretty incredible way that we are created that that can happen.
Yeah, it is. It really is, because I think a lot of times for me, before I actually chose to sit in those feelings that I didn't want to deal with, I can remember being at that place and wondering, how am I going to ever switch that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, because I do that now, you know, and a lot of people that I talk with, they'll just look at me like, well, you know, that's you. I'm hopeless right now, and I can't get out of it, and I don't see anything. And that's a tough place to be.
It is. I spent years there.
Me too. So it's like I have to always be compassionate to their own divine timing in making that switch. But from making that switch, I can assure you it is a whole lot better way to live. And that's coming from me. That is no BS there. I would tell you if it wasn't, because it makes everything change, and you are empowered, and your faith, faith to me is everything. Hope is great, but faith
right.
is everything.
Hope, to me, hope is very superficial relative to faith.
I don't use that word too much, right?
I don't either.
Yeah, it's just
hope
trying.
You can be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Faith, you can never be disappointed. All you have to do is remember it, and right there it is.
Right.
It's a decision,
right?
So, you know, we are talking about how to really stay present in the midst of trials and tribulations. And one of the things we want to remind you of is that we want to stay present on this radio show, and we need your support in order to do that.
Yes, we do.
We really appreciate all the people who have already let us know how much we are loved. We just send it all right back to you.
Right.
But, you know, there is a song that I really want to play for us today, because to me it epitomizes everything that we're talking about here. It's like even in the midst of hell, you can remember that heaven exists. You know, even in the midst of intense hopelessness, you can reconnect with your faith. Even in the midst of what looks like the worst situation in the world, you can know that there is goodness going on. There is a purpose being served. There is a larger reality that the mind and the emotion of a human being absolutely cannot tap, but the heart can. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's a Bob Marley tune. But the ones we're going to listen to doing it today is called, oh my goodness, I can't think of the names. I call them Consciousness That Rocks. Here to Here is the name of the band. They're not actually together anymore. I love these guys. They make the best music. So we're going to hear a little Three Little Birds, Everything Gonna Be All Right, and we'll see you back here in a few moments. Enjoy.
Woo! We'd like to thank a soul by the name of Bob Marley for this song. What a way to celebrate.
think is going on. Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to Inner Divinity on WAIF 883.org online and 88.3 FM on your dial. I am Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am, oh my goodness, so happy to be here today with Sage Woman. We're having a good time.
Yes, we are.
And we might actually do an exercise here in a moment to get Sage grounded.
Sage is out of body today in a good way, but grounding would be fine.
In a good way.
A great way.
But, you know, what we are talking about today is how to actually love yourself, because that really is the focus of this show, because the point of inner divinity, the point of knowing that your essence, your heart, is divine. It's like the way we get that is through love, because love is what fuels the universe. Love is what keeps all the stars hanging wherever they're hanging in the sky. Love is what makes the universe literally function. And it's not romanticized, trivialized Hollywood kind of love. I mean, the power of God, that is love. And that's what being present is tapping into, because that's the core of your being. That's the core of who you are. And it's actually the core of everything that is. And so being present with yourself, no matter what it is that you're feeling or thinking, brings that power and that love into whatever it is that you're thinking and feeling. And you literally begin to change your own vibration when you align yourself with the act of accepting yourself right where you are. You're aligning yourself with the love that powers the universe. And it doesn't necessarily change your feelings in the moment, although sometimes it really can. But what it does is it taps you back into the power that you always have access to. So I would invite Sage to do that for herself, and maybe in 5 minutes she can report to us about how that feels. Just be really present with being out of your body. Just notice that. No judgment, no resistance. You just notice, you know, you can do this with anything that is really distressing you. If you're really freaked out about something, what you can do is you can notice, where do you feel that in your body? And if you notice where you feel that in your body, then you just get really, really present with the sensation in your body. And then you stop talking about it in your mind. And you just become willing to be really aware of the sensation in your body. And if you will stay with that sensation in the body without any resistance, letting go of the naming of it, letting go telling mental stories about it, and just keep going all the way into the physical sensation itself and experiencing it as fully as you possibly can, one of two things is going to happen. Either that sensation is going to completely shift and possibly even go away, or you're going to discover that, you know what, that's no big deal. I can live with that. That's not even a problem. And then whatever it was that was attached to that, if it was a fear about something or, you know, a physical pain or whatever, that begins to dissipate as well. That's the technique I was talking about from Dr. David Hawkins in his Healing and Recovery book. If you get present with whatever the challenge is, presence will shift it. So if Sage gets present with not being grounded and just accepts it, what's going on there is we stop identifying with whatever it is we are experiencing, and we begin identifying with who it is we really are. And that's the difference. That's what changes. Because I can identify with my emotions, or I can identify with my essence. If I identify with my emotions, then guess what? I'm going to feel up and down and all around in whatever way my emotions happen to be going. But if I identify with my essence, then it doesn't matter what my emotions are doing, because I'm identified with my essence. And that is going to feel a whole lot different. And we will keep trying to bring you all the tools that Sage and I have learned from a lifetime of really working on getting present and getting happy. And someone is calling in now, and I'm going to hope that Sage will take that call, and I'll keep talking to you. So this whole idea of really getting present. Maybe it's the other one. I'm not sure what's going on with their phones, but hopefully Sage is taking care of it. So if you get really present when you're upset, how would you know what to do? How would you even remember to do it? I think the key is remembering that God is. That's the key for me. If I remember that God is, that there is a much greater reality, no matter what I'm feeling or thinking in the moment, then that gives me a way to tap into that greater reality. And that's really all you ever have to remember, because the moment you turn your consciousness to that greater reality, then you begin being fed by that greater reality. And that's really the key to remembering that there is something else that you can do in the moment rather than just be lost in whatever those emotions are. And believe me, it's not like you get to practice this once and then you got it and you'll never have to practice it again. I've been on this path for most of my adult life and have been clean for quite a number of years, and I'm still practicing it when I get in that space of being afraid or being confused. I apologize for that background noise. Sage is on the phone with someone who's donating, and I think they're having a hard time hearing. But anyway, we really appreciate the calls and the support. So keep it coming, and we will be happy to announce your name on the air if you would like us to do that. But anyway, I really want to just tell you how possible it is to tap into the wholeness and the goodness and the reality of God inside of you. It's just the truth of who you are. I'm cracking up listening to Sage.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So I'm assuming you want to talk about that pledge.
I do. Thank you, Lanny, for listening. It's his first time listening with his nephew. They're doing some work on the third floor and are definitely relating to everything we're talking about. So
wonderful. Thank you, Lanny.
Big shout out for that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I am grounded. I'm in my body.
Oh, how?
Well, I just tuned in. I did. I just went, what am I doing outside of my body? I'm here. And I let go of everything that I think was, I couldn't even tell you what was pulling me out of it. But just am, you know, just feeling centered and grounded. And it's so interesting how your energy shifts that way, like fast.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah. I mean, just that. It's like a light switch.
Yeah.
And it's a choice. And you just do it. And when you just do it, then it has to work.
Right, right. Well, you know, I was talking about that while you were on the phone.
Okay.
But that's really the key, is remembering that there is a different reality to tap into. And sometimes that's the hardest part, because wherever it is that we are in the moment, emotionally or mentally, we think, okay, I'm stuck here.
Oh, and exactly. We forget, right?
Right, we forget there's a bigger reality.
Exactly. And that real big reality is what is so magical. It's what makes everything flow. And getting back into it, you're right. You don't always forget the emotions that you're feeling, but you start remembering the power and the empowerment of your sense of self and self-love and connection to spirit.
Right.
And you just, it's like automatically you flip into that place and you know, and you do feel better.
Yes.
It does give you a sense of peace.
Right.
Even while you're experiencing the emotions.
Well, you know the way Eckhart Tolle says that in the book A New Earth that he and Oprah did, like mm-hmm. the 10-week mm-hmm. video series on. He says that what happens is presence. If we get present, then we're not only activating our awareness of presence, but we're building presence inside of us by being aware of it. And that what presence does is it actually transmutes whatever, pain, sorrow, mental activity. It actually transmutes all of that into more presence. And another way to talk about presence is to say God, mm-hmm. or to say unconditional love, mm-hmm. or or to say Krishna, Buddha, Christ.
Right.
It's like God is God. There's a lot
right.
of ways. Presence is the divine truth.
And you know what? When you actually make that shift, it you remember it. That's how you start building on it, because you remember
yes.
what works in the face of when it's so. I mean, even in my cases of chaos, I really still wanted to feel good, you know.
Right.
And even if maybe I wasn't even understanding that I was connecting to spirit, I mean, I was, but it made me more. It made me more apt to go back to that space of getting grounded,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I started that healing process, because of that instant place. That gave me being centered instead of pushing stuff down and then forgetting about it.
Right.
Or, you know, not forgetting about it, but pretending to forget about it.
That's
and the
called
pain
denial,
still,
right?
Right. And the pain is still there when you get back out. It's like when you come to. You're still dealing with it and then some. So,
yeah,
yeah, so that's pretty cool.
So it really is about remembering.
Yeah.
Remembering that there's a bigger reality, remembering that you have the power to tap into it. I think that's why I started this off by talking about faith. Because even in the midst of whatever hell it is I've put myself into, if I can remember that there is a larger reality, if I can tap into the faith that there is something that exists, whether or not I can feel it, that in itself begins connecting me with it.
And you said something that made me, like, totally right there. You said when you realized that I got myself into this.
Every time.
And that's very important, because
yes,
we're used
is.
To blaming everybody else
yes.
for, why are you making me unhappy? Why are you breaking my heart? Why are you making me, you know, want to throw a chair?
You make me so mad.
It's not you. It's choices
right.
that we've made, obviously. That there is that responsibility that
yes.
goes with it. And once you start taking that, too, with that faith, it does switch it out a little bit.
I think it switches it out a lot.
Yeah,
yes,
a lot
I really do.
Does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to also let everybody know that I've been in the process of creating a new website. And so because of that, some of the radio shows from the last month have not gotten posted, but they are now posted. Not on the LouisaDyer.com website, which is what I've always been sending people. The new website at the moment is called HolisticSpiritualCounseling.com, and holistic is spelled with a W, W-H. So at some point, LouisaDyer.com will go straight to that website. But I just wanted to let people know that in case they wanted to hear the radio shows. But if you go to the Facebook page for this show, which is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within on Facebook, that it is listed on that page how to listen to all the radio shows, and that link for that website where the radio shows are archived are on that website. Also on that website is a free higher self guided meditation if you want some help with getting in touch with that presence, that divinity, that essence inside of you. Because, you know, we all need help. None of us would have ever done anything on our own. Whether you look at somebody's guru or Jesus Christ or Buddha or Krishna or any of the teachers who write books, the only reason any of them are doing what they're doing is because we all need help. It really is up to each of us to partake of that help. And it really is up to each of us what we do with it and how we move with it. But I will tell you something. All the help you need is available, but it's up to you to get it. It's up to you to look for it. It's up to you to take advantage of it. And so there is tons of help available. As a matter of fact, I think right now Deepak Chopra and Oprah are doing another guided meditation series, and they did that not long ago, and they're doing it again, and that's free. If you go online, there are so many guided meditations that you can use to help you get grounded or centered or present or whatever you would like to call it. So I'm just saying that to say, to go back to what Sage was saying about responsibility. A lot of people I've seen over the years don't want to take responsibility for what they think or what they feel, because it feels like, then they feel like they're being blamed. And what I want to let you know is you don't have to, taking responsibility and blaming are not the same thing at all. blaming, you're hopeless. You're helpless. There's nothing you can do in the midst of blame. Blame, there's never anybody's fault. There's just not. But responsibility means empowerment. That's what responsibility means. If you look at the word responsibility, ability to respond, that's what responsibility means. Ability to respond. That's power. And that's what we've been talking about here today, is in the midst, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain or some mental conundrum, which seems to be my tendency, if you are willing to be present with yourself in the midst of that, without resisting it, without judging it, and just be present with yourself, the act of being present will begin to raise you up and shift the situation. Anything in particular you'd like to say about that, Sage?
Well, you know, it's just so vital to put it all together, to take the responsibility, to allow yourself to feel the emotions, but also take that space of faith and trust that as you sit in that space and maybe even observe them, you become more connected to that sense of source. And it's silly because you kind of look at like, wow, I've let my power go when I'm out there, you know. Even in that being out of body,
yes,
it's like, and I know how to get back in my body, but I was out there. It's a choice, and it's that responsibility of getting back in, because when you're there, then you're in that flow, and that's and then you can be present, and when things happen, you're not as connected to it from that space of being out of control.
Right.
So I know a lot about that.
Oh, yeah, we both do. That's how come we're here talking to you about
that's
it.
Right.
So if you ever need any sympathy, you're going to get it. So we are almost out of time, and before we send you off with our favorite, or my favorite, closing song, I just want to remind everybody again that we need your support in order to stay on the air, and you can do that online at WAIF883.org. It will help us stay on the air for another 6 months, and we really do appreciate all the people who have donated, and thank you, Lanny, for your call, and hope you and your nephew are having a wonderful time, and that you join Sage and I again here, Inner Divinity, every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM, or live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And we will see you back here next week. We're going to close out with God Is by Faith Rivera. And this will tell you just how, or where, maybe I should say, you can find God. And let faith tell you that. See you next week.
See you later.